So I am with Monty Shaw today with the Iowa Renewable Fuels Association. And from what I can tell from my Twitter followers, you are now famous, Monty, because of your corn shirt. So how does it feel to be famous?
I have a big enough ego. I thought I was famous before. But, you know, the corn shirt helps. I think I'm making the corn shirt famous. We've actually gotten orders for 20 or 30 of them, so I actually have to go find someone that can make more.
Well, actually, that's a good lead-in. Let's talk about corn. Lately, the renewable fuel standard's been under attack. You now have groups like Environmental Working Group, who is getting, I say, so desperate to disparage ethanol that they're saying that corn ethanol is worse than Canadian tar sands. Okay, we know that's not true, Monty. So what's the truth?
Well, as near as I can tell, the truth must be that for whatever weird reason, they raise more money attacking corn ethanol than they do attacking the Canadian tar sands, because otherwise I don't know what their motivation would be other than fundraising. Water use, Canadian tar sands is worse. Carbon intensity, Canadian tar sands is worse. You know, greenhouse gas emissions, the amount of energy it takes to get it, to produce it, to get it where you want it to be, it's all worse. It's laughable to me that someone could know anything about how they mine, because you're not really drilling for it. You're mining Canadian tar sands. I mean, you scoop it up, and then you have to spend an incredible amount of energy heating it up to get it to flow through a pipeline. And then to compare that to corn ethanol is just, it's ridiculous. It does not pass the sniff test.
So do you think, Monty, because you're seeing consumer adoption and consumers are wanting to see biofuels at the pump, whether it's ethanol or biodiesel, do you think that's the true reason that the RFS is being attacked so much and these other groups are coming up with these random ideas on why ethanol is bad?
Yeah, I mean, the main thing, you know, we talk about the environmental groups. We can talk about the big food groups or the big livestock groups that don't represent Midwest livestock producers and why they attack the RFS. But when you peel back the layer of the onion, the people behind those efforts and who are coordinating everything and funding most of it is oil. And it's real simple. Big oil has lost 10% of their market in gasoline to ethanol. They do not want to lose another 5%. That's billions and billions of dollars to them. And they're used to monopoly. They don't want to crack that monopoly because they don't know where it will end. And so they have now spent more money since 2007 lobbying Congress to repeal the RFS than it would have cost to buy a new UL-approved pump for every gas station in America. So this is not about short term. You know, these are the oil guys. They've been around 100 years. They have a long view. Give them credit. Never underestimate them. Never think they're stupid. They're wrong, but they're not stupid. This is the long view. This isn't about what it would take to. This isn't about what short-term costs it might take to comply with the renewable fuel standard. This is about drawing a line in the sand at E10 and not giving up any more of that barrel of oil for the next 100 years. That's what this is about.
So do you think that with Quad County corn processors announcing today or breaking ground today on a new cellulosic bolt-on facility, it'll be the only corn ethanol facility that has a cellulosic facility attached, right? You're talking the full kernel of corn. Is this a blow to them to see the ethanol industry just keep pushing forward and moving forward with the technology advances?
Well, it is, and that's why you're seeing the desperation this year where they're really throwing everything in the kitchen sink to try to undermine the RFS, the renewable fuel standard, this year. Because in 2014, we'll have several projects, Quad County, Powitt, DuPont. Those are just three in Iowa that will all come online in 2014, so you're going to see cellulosic ethanol numbers come up. December corn futures prices start with a 4. They're in D.C., talking about how the high price of corn is causing all these problems when the price of corn is at a 2.5-year low. The tide is turning. I jokingly said today that farmers are doing what they always do, which is produce themselves out of prosperity. And with a little help from Mother Nature this year, we'll be headed back toward that. And so ethanol is cheaper. Corn is going down, cellulosic numbers are coming up, and every day goes by, we have E15 out in the marketplace, and guess what? The cars haven't stopped on the side of the road. The gas stations haven't been sued out of existence. So every day, the facade that they're trying to create in Washington, D.C. gets harder and harder to perpetuate. And so time is on our side. That's why they're trying to make everything happen right now.
Well, the Iowa Renewable Fuels Association has been a huge champion in Iowa in particular to really help these retailers get E15 pumps, you know, approved pumps going and fuel flowing. So where are we with that? I know there were some issues earlier this summer on being able to get the blend. Are we through that now? Are we starting to see the blend again?
September 16th will be when we can see the blend again. We still have the summertime issue. We think, you know, there's some ways to crack that nut before next summer. But so right now, you know, we got six pioneers to go first. They had great experiences, and I'll give you a scoop. We're going to be announcing later this week that all six have decided to offer E15 again this fall, September 16th. And the difference is they're going to be joined by several dozen of their peers. So we are working every day to be the big red easy button. Sorry, Staples, you can sue me for trademark infringement. But we're trying to be the big red easy button for E15 for retailers. Some retailers are interested. We can help them answer their questions, figure out what they got to do, dot the I's, cross the T's, do it right, and then get that lower cost fuel out in front of your customers. If a retailer decides, hey, E15 isn't a good fit for them, that's fine. You know, what they'll find out over the months that happen this fall as E15 gets going is that they're being left behind. And so we'll help them when they decide it is right. We're not here to tell retailers what they ought to do, but we do think if retailers sit down and look at the economics that are going to be out there this fall, E15 looks very attractive. If they would listen to their retailing colleagues, they also think, oh, it's hard to do E15. It's not. We can help you do it. It takes about 30 minutes to get set up. And then, you know, and then we review your equipment and decide, you know, we're actually looking right now at a couple of spots where I don't think they're going to have to make any changes to their existing equipment to offer E15. They're going to take a non-ethanol blend out. They're going to put E15 in. And I don't think they're going to have to replace a single piece of equipment. That's not final yet. You know, we'll let people know as we go through that. But there's this fear factor that's been put out there by Big Oil that, oh, it costs $100,000 to add E15 to your station. Not true. If you offer it, you're going to be sued by your customers. Not true. You know, cars will be stuck on the side of the road. Not true. So we just have to work through all of those falsehoods that are put out by Big Oil.
Now, from the standpoint of Iowa being the largest ethanol producer, you know, we need more consumer support here. So what do you want consumers to know or consumers to take away who are listening to this about ethanol?
Well, if you want a lower cost fuel, that, you know, first of all, if you drive a flexible fuel vehicle, please find E85, find E30, find whatever blend you want that's a higher ethanol content. But for the rest of you, go to your retailer and say, hey, I hear E15 is going to be 5 to 10 cents cheaper than E10. That's what it was selling for this spring at those six stations, 5 to 10 cents cheaper, sometimes even more. I want that cheaper fuel that's more Iowa, more ethanol, cleaner burning, less of those petroleum cancer-causing materials in there. And so it's going to save your lungs. It's going to save your wallet. It's going to boost the Iowa economy. That's what I want. And, oh, by the way, it's not going to hurt your car if you have a 2001 and newer vehicle. So the retailers need to hear from you that you want that lower-cost fuel, because they do hear from the cranky old guy who won't put ethanol in his lawnmower. Oh, I don't want that ethanol in my lawnmower. Even though it'll work in the lawnmower, there's a couple of guys out there convinced it won't. And those retailers hear from those cranky older folks that don't want that ethanol in there. They need to hear from other folks, hey, I do want that lower cost. I do want that lower cost fuel. Give me E15. That's what they need to hear.
Thanks, Monty.
Thank you.